بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال: جاءت امرأة إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت: يا رسول الله، ذهب الرجال بحديثك، فاجعل لنا من نفسك يوما نأتيك فيه تعلمنا مما علمك الله. قال: اجتمعنا يوم كذا وكذا، فاجتمعنا، فأتاهن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فعلمهن مما علمه الله، ثم قال: ما منكن من امرأة تقدم ثلاثة من الولد إلا كانوا لها حجابا من النار. فقالت امرأة: واثنين. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: واثنين. متفق عليه. This chapter we are currently discussing the virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the one who has lost a child in infancy. In other words, before becoming baligh, before reaching the age of puberty. We discussed one or two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this context. The third hadith which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings in this chapter, and as is the practice of Imam Nawawi, we find that sometimes the hadith, the subject matter, deals with other issues also that are not mentioned in the bab or in the chapter. But because of a certain section in the hadith, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings that particular hadith in that chapter. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu says that the women, this refers to the women of Madina Munawwara. In other words, this incident occurred after Hijrah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resident in Madina Munawwara. Which woman is referred to specifically in this hadith, that is not mentioned. But based on other riwayat and narrations, the fuqaha or the muhaddithin say that this was a woman from amongst the Ansar. In other words, the women resident in Madina Munawwara. A woman came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she said that, Ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, the men are able to benefit by your discourses. ذهب الرجال بحديثك. They sit in your company and they are constantly learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from you. So we are requesting you that you set aside a day. By day here is meant some period of time. Set aside a special time when we, the women, can come to you and you can teach us that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to this and he said, he advised her that tell the women that certain day, in other words, certain day, certain time, they must gather. The masturat must gather. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come to them, the special masturat gathering in Madina Munawwara, and he will teach them. So from this we learn, on the one hand, one is what is the mizaj and temperament that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established in the hearts of Sahaba, particularly in Madina Munawwara. We find that today many of us feel that once you reach adulthood, once you are adult or elderly, you somehow or the other no longer have the need to learn deen. Here, these are not children of Medina. These are the adult, and not the adults, women. They are coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saying, we are being deprived of the opportunity of learning deen. We want to learn deen. Allimni mimma allamakallah. Teach us the deen which Allah has taught you. So from this we learn, Sahaba, particularly amongst the adults, was the understanding and the perception of the need and the requirement to constantly be learning deen. Secondly, for this thirst and talab of deen to be in the masturat, teaches us the effort that Sahaba made in the homes of Madina Munawwara. That there was a vibrant, living iman environment of iman, jazba to learn deen in every home of the homes of Medina Munawwara. We find there are incidents amongst the sahaba, amongst the women folk, that the sahabi would be going out, leaving the house. He's not going for jihad. He's going to the marketplace. And yet the wife will call out from behind, إِيَّاكَ وَكَسْبِ الْحَرَامِ فَإِنَّا نَسْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعِ وَلَا نَسْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. Beware of bringing haram into my home. I can make sabr on hunger. I will never be able to make sabr over the azab of Jahannam. We find that this issue of masturat gathering. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed that gather the masturat in a certain place. This would necessitate the masturat leaving their homes. Now today we find that in some quarters this objection given, that how can you gather the masturat? How can you advocate in the name of Islam that they should leave their homes? Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. Remain within your homes. Do not leave the house unnecessarily. Here, we see from the instruction that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives that the acquisition of the knowledge of deen and the effort of deen is a necessity even for women. In fact, the first madrasa of the ummah is where? The youth tomorrow, they're coming on to deen. Illa mashallah, it is the tarbiyat of the mother. So if effort is not made on our masturat, this entire generation will be lost. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam acknowledged the necessity and the importance of this. When it comes to our masturat effort, if you have to sum it up, our elders put it beautifully. They say, masturat ka kaam zaruri bhi hai aur nazuk bhi hai. The effort of masturat is absolutely imperative. It is necessary, their talim, their tarbiyat, etc. But it is nazuk also, it is delicate. In the sense that the rules of parda, the rules of remaining within the home, not venturing out unnecessarily, the possibility of the door of fitna, etc. being opened. So, they say, zaruri bhi hai aur nazuk bhi hai. Necessary also and delicate also. Hame zarurat se mutaasir nahi ho, itna mutaasir nahi hona chahiye ke hum nazakat ko bhool jaye. We should not become so influenced by the importance of masturat effort that we forget the delicate nature. That in other words, that we bend the rules of Sharia. Observe the rules of Sharia in every circumstance. Khawf of fitna, particularly when a woman leaves her home. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that next one that goes with her is shaitan. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said the women are the traps of shaitan. So we have to be careful in this regard. We do not become so influenced by the necessity that we bend the rules of Sharia. And we circumvent our gaze away, or our understanding and perception away from the very real possibility of fitna. That's the one hand. And the other hand, they say, hamein nazakat se itna mutasir nahi hona chahiye ki hum zarurat ko bhool jaye. We should all, but the other hand, we should have a balance. Don't become so influenced by the delicate nature of masturat work that we forget the necessity of it. So, both things are important. The rules of parda have to be observed in every circumstance. But does not mean that now we flaunt the rules of parda and under that banner feel that the masturat should in any way, their dini talim and their tarbiyat should be compromised in any way. It's absolutely necessary. This is Medina in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the women come to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, the sahaba are able to benefit directly from you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have said, which is obviously the ideal situation, whatever I speak to the men, they will pass it on to you. Why didn't he do that? He instructed her, he said, that gather the women on a certain day. By reserving a certain day and a certain time, this, obviously the masturat themselves also will treat that particular time and treat that particular majlis as being something valuable. Because deen itself is valuable. Particularly the ta'aleem of deen. This is why even in our halqa of ta'aleem, the importance of the etiquette. Listen with attention, take it seriously. Don't sit in any posture. Sit in tashahud. Listen attentively to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to instill the importance of this, this is why the masturat are instructed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to them, gather on a certain day at a certain time. So, فَأَتَاهُنَّ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them and he began teaching them that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught him. Amongst what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and here we see the wisdom of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That obviously whole of Shariat is a limitless ocean. Yet particularly in these gatherings, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to address the masturat, he would address them of issues that were directly pertinent to them. As we see in this hadith, also we see in other ahadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he addressed the gathering of the women and he said to them, Inni uritukunna akthara ahlin nar. I am seeing majority of the residents of hellfire are women. So they said, Bima ya Rasulullah, Nabi of Allah, why is it like that? So he said, because there are two qualities. In other words, you must be very, very careful about two things. In other words, the subject matter of what he would address women were issues that were directly pertinent to women, not other unnecessary things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this, okay, to complete that riwayat, he said to them, yukthirna al-la'an wa yakfurna al-ashir. He said, you people by nature, you curse excessively. And this is a quality which Allah greatly dislikes. Women generally, it's a different matter today that the men behave like women, but generally women are dictated by their emotions. Men are supposed to be dictated by their intellect. This is why the gun of talaq has been placed in the hands of men. But today, like I said, it's a testimony of the retrogression that more often than not today men are behaving with their emotions rather than keeping their intellect in front. Allah has made women soft-natured. So, by nature they become emotional. So He said, you people, yukthirna al-la'an, you curse excessively, wa yakfurna al-ashir, and you are ungrateful to your husbands. So, this warning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, pertinent to the women, that was the type of advice that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give. So, Imam Nawawi rahimullah mentions this particular hadith in this chapter because of the latter part of the hadith. What we are currently discussing, the virtue of that person who in infancy, who loses a child in infancy. This is a great test from Allah. Allah protect us, Allah save us. We don't ask for musibat and calamity. But on the one hand, when that musibat and calamity has to come, which is the sunnat of this world, we are trying to make this world a paradise. An ideal existence is not a paradise. In fact, bala musibat, like I mentioned previously, ma yazalu al-bala bil-mu'min fi nafsihi wa ahlihi wa waladihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bala musibat will constantly afflict a believer, either himself, his family, his children, hatta yalqa Allah wa ma alayhi khati'a. So that when he meets Allah Ta'ala, this is Allah's washing machine. When he meets Allah Ta'ala, not a single sin will remain upon him. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا إِبْتَلَاهُ. If Allah loves someone, Allah tests him. This is Allah's system. But there has to be sabr, there has to be ihtisab, the hope of the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْكُنَّ مِنْ إِمْرَأَةٍ. Not a single woman or mother of my ummah will lose three of her children in puberty, before puberty. In other words, in infancy, she will lose three children. Illa kanu laha hijabam minan nar. Except that Allah will make those children a hijab, a parda, a protection for that mother from Jahannam. Obviously, by extension, it means both the parents. So one of the women said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from this we learn the permissibility of in a dini majlis, when the rules of parda etc. are observed, of women also asking questions. So the question was put to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَقَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ يَا رَسُولَ. What happens if she loses two children? instead of three, if she loses two children, then two. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَإِثْنَيْنِ, even two children, Allah will make them a hijab, a protection, a barrier for the parents from the fire of hell. Allah give us tawfiq.